So in the middle of the Gemara, the end of Chav Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara had a machlokes, trying to bring a raya, if hadlaka is a mitzvah or hanocha is a mitzvah. Is the mice hadlaka the mitzvah? As soon as you light it, Rav Tosfos says the nafkamina is on the bottom, nafkamina medliko cheir shoyt vekotten o hinicho. If you hold hanocha is a mitzvah, so a cheir shoyt vekotten could be mahadlik, as long as the gadol is meniach. So that's the machlokes, if hadlaka is a mitzvah, hanocha is a mitzvah. The Rishonim, I mentioned yesterday, the Rishonim want to say, we'll see soon in the next sugi, where it's totally, that if you hold hadlaka is a mitzvah, then kofsa ain't zakukla. If you hold hanocha is a mitzvah, then kofsa zakukla. Why is it totally zebezeh? It's muchach, we'll see soon, that if hanocha is a mitzvah, it doesn't mean that you are madlik and then meniach. But rather it means you're meniach and then madlik, in order that it should be muchach, that it's not the tzorkoi who adlik. Because if you're madlik before, then where do we see that he did it l'shem mitzvah? The hanocha is the ma'isa mitzvah. So you're meniach and then you're madlik. So it's not l'tzorkoi. But even though hanocha is the main mitzvah, but you need a ma'isa hadlaka too. So that's what would mean kofsa zokuklo. You still have to make sure that it remains lit. Well, see, the ma'isa, that's how somebody showed him on it. But the main thing is the Gemara is in the middle of the question that is it hadlaka or hanocha? Zok the Gemara toshma, the last line, chobez on the base. Toshma, the Omer Reb Shuben Levi. If you have a lantern, Rashi says, kli golish eschuches belaz lantern, that is lit throughout the whole Shabbos. You lit it Friday. What do you mean you lit it Friday? Zok Rashi, shidlikul mitzvah Chanukah be'erev Shabbos. Rashi learns that you lit it erev Shabbos for the light of Chanukah. It's still light. It's 24-hour candle. It's still on. Motzei Shabbos. Tosfos is going to argue. Tosfos says, we'll see in a second, it's talking about that you stam lit a candle l'chvoid Shabbos, not ner Chanukah. But the point is, so then it's for sure not l'shem mitzvah. But we'll see, it was never l'shem mitzvah. But the point is, what do you do Motzei Shabbos? State in Braisa. L'motzei Shabbos. When it comes Motzei Shabbos, mechaba, you have to extinguish it. Umadlika, and you have to light it l'shem ner Chanukah. And that's all it says, two conditions. Extinguish and light. So, if hadlaka is a mitzvah, it means that hadlaka, so shapir. You have to extinguish a light. That's what you have to do, because hadlaka is a mitzvah. Eli, yamat hanocha is a mitzvah. If the main thing is the hanocha, so then hai mechaba, it should have said, mechaba you extinguish, umadlika and you light it. Hai mechaba umadlika, affect the more. Why is it extinguish and light? Mechaba, it should have said, mechaba you extinguish, umagbia you lift it, umanicha and you place it down, you make a maisa hanocha, umadlika mi boile, and then you light it. So we see in this Gemara, first of all, that it's menicha umadlika. Not madlika menicha. Menicha, you place it, and then you madlik it. If hanocha is a mitzvah, that's the Gemara's kasha. Now, Tosfos over here by Varon's Vim Toymar. Amai mechaba b'choizgu madlik. Why b'chlal do you have to extinguish and relight? If the main thing is hanocha is a mitzvah, just pick it up and put it down. B'hagbo sagi. Came under Hanoch Oisem Mitzvah. The Otomi Gora Luka Vaymeres Meidliko Chesheit VeKotten. We just said in Afkamina Nomad Beis the Balan Tesis. If Hadloka De Chesheit VeKotten, if Hanoch Oisem Mitzvah, Hadloka De Chesheit VeKotten is good. So then, what do I care about Luka Vaymeres? It's the same as Chesheit VeKotten. All you need is a Ma'is Hanocha. Zok Tosfos V'yesh Loimar. The Ma'iri Shed Liko Mitchilosa LeTzerich Shabbos. Tosfos says it is Gora, not like Rashi. Mm-hmm. Rashi said we're talking about Hidika LeMitzvah Chanukah Be'erev Shabbos. Tosfos said we're talking about Hidika LeTzerich Shabbos. V'lekach Gora Midliko Chesha Dekotem. The Hosom Shemadliko Be'ito Nikra Dove Shumadliko LeShem Chanukah. By Chesha Dekotem, it was Nikra. It might have been done through Chesha Dekotem, but it was LeShem Chanukah. Whatever that two's off. So then. All you would need lamadom hanocha is a mitzvah is a ma'isa hanocha, but when it's hidlikol letzerich Shabbos, Tosfos says, then avada you have to have a new lighting. You need a new lighting, so that's why it's mduktik. It says menicha umadlika. You have to be maniach and then madlika, and hakbo alone is not sufficient. Even lamadom hanocha is a mitzvah because it wasn't at all muchach. It's mamish litz. It's letzorkoi. Here we see this yesoid that the Tosfos is also saying this, that if it looks like the tzarkoi umadlik, then lemandoma hanocha, you may have to make sure that the hadlok is after the hanocha. The hadlok has to be after the hanocha. It shouldn't be nicker. It shouldn't appear like it's a tzarkoi. So if it's al yedei shemidliko the tzarek Shabbos, then avada you need to have a new hadloka. So it's clear that it's al tzarkoi.
And it would even mean that kofsa zokuglo, and that hadlaka after the hanocha has to remain lit, kofsa zokuglo, if you hold hanocha is a mitzvah. Now the Ramban over here is goyres differently in Tosis. The Ramban is goyres
mechaba, umagbia, umadlika, umanicha. They learn differently. They learn mechaba, umagbia, you do the lifting, umadlika, umanicha. And the hadlaka is before the hanocha. The hadlaka is before the hanocha. I mean, you have to meniach when it's daluk. So it's really a machlokes we showing him exactly. Kum to mandom hanocha is a mitzvah. When does the ma'is hadlaka take place? Zog the Gemara. So that's one raya. So again, if hadlaka is a mitzvah, so it's very good. Mechabu madliko. But if hanocha is a mitzvah, it's missing, it's lacking in the brayse of the word manicho magbio. Zog the Gemara. Another raya. Ve'oid midikum vachinon hashekat shonu mitzvah zvanu lahadlik nesha chanuka. We make a bracha lahadlik. So Shema Amino, Hadlaka Oysa Mitzvah. That itself is a raya, that Hadlaka Oysa Mitzvah. Otherwise you would have made the bracha, Lo Niach Ne'er Shal Chanukah, state in Ramban. That some bracha is a raya, Hadlaka Oysa Mitzvah. So Melech Shema Amino, Hadlaka Oysa Mitzvah, Shema Amino. And Tosis says, Vim Kain, if Hadlaka Oysa Mitzvah, second Tosis, Mutta Lahadlik Minel Ner. You're allowed to be nalik minel and ner from one ner to another, because the hadlaka is a mitzvah, you go directly from one mitzvah to another mitzvah without a kisim in between. If hanocha is a mitzvah, the hadlaka is not the ikka mitzvah, so you're downgrading. You're going from mitzvah to a downgrade of hadlaka, which is not the ikka mitzvah, because hanocha. But if hadlaka is a mitzvah, you're going directly from mitzvah to mitzvah. Vim kein, mut lalik minel and ner. Umi komakoim, kem shenogo oilam lahachmir, en lashanis haminik. We're not mishan of the minik, and we don't like minel and ner, even though without a kisim in between. Even though it's directly mitzvah to mitzvah, we don't do that. The Ramos says the reason you don't do that is because the second ner is hidur, and it's a downgrade from the ikka mitzvah. Ikka mitzvah is one ner shebeisoy. So when you light the second ner, even from the first ner, you're lighting from ikka mitzvah to hidur, which is a downgrade kapi ikka mitzvah. So that's why it's also a gather of bizu mitzvah.
How do you light from one to the next?
You have a long wick, and you light. You don't need a shamash. You don't use a match. You don't use a candle between. You take, either you pick it up or you move it, or you have a long wick in the psilas and the mikdash. A long wick and you light the second one. So Shema Bina Adlokai Smith Shema Mino. Zog the Mogha. Vahashte dam rinon. Hadlokai Smithsvah. So now if Hadlokai Smithsvah, Hidlika Cheshite Vikotla Yosavala Klum. Because, like we said, that was enough community to abroad. If Hanokai Smithsvah, the Chesh can light. But if Hadlokai Smithsvah, Cheshite Vikotla is nothing. Isha vade madliko, but an isha could like the Omega Shub and Levi, Noshim Chayovas ben Echanika, Noshim Chayv ben Echanika, Shafin Hoyu, Boisanes. So a woman can light on behalf of a man, Afin Hoyu Boisanes. Zogt Rashi, two reasons of Aina Oisbanes. Either she goes to Yavonim al Kopsulus and Nisois, Liboy Latafsar, that we nival Latafsar Tchila to the Hagmon, and that was the Nes, or, and Rashi is another reason, Va'al Yad Isha Nasanes. Yehudis, through her, came about the Nes. The Ram brings the other reason, the Medrash, that the daughter of Yechon Kohen Gadol fed Gvina to the head of the Oivim, and then he fell asleep, she cut up his head, and all the enemies ran away when they saw his head, he was beheaded. And that's why he brings even that it's a minig that to eat Macholei Cholav and Chanukah, because she fed him cheese. Now when Isha is Afin Oyeh Bois Nes, a woman can be Moitzi, her husband, she can be yoytze husband. However, the Mishbura says that a married woman is yoytze al yedei her husband. Even though we mahajin men mahajin, every person individual lights, and a woman can be yoytze husband. The husband's at home, coming home late. It's better for the woman to light to be yoytze the bias. She can be shlech her husband, 100%. But if she's home and he's home, then she doesn't have to light again. Ishtek gufoy. However, one's daughters that are not married, it's a mitzvah like any mitzvah that a girl has. She has a mitzvah to light like the boy has a mitzvah. The Chasam Sofer says that Kalkuda Bas Melech Penima, since the hadlok is outside and girls don't go outside to light, they don't light. But Lemaisa, the minig by many is that, especially late today, you light inside, so you don't have that. And even outside, the Kalkuda Bas Melech Penima of lighting the Hanukkah, the mitzvah minig by many is that all girls light until they're married. That's always minig by us in the home, always girls light.
If a guy comes late from home,
it's a big shayla in the poskim. Some say it's better that the wife should light for the man and be moitzim, because the woman could be a shliach. Any shliach should be better to light bismanoi. Others say that if he wants, depends how late he comes home, if the ikka mitzvahs for b'nei bayis, if he comes home 2 a.m. and no one is up, then for sure it's nothing, because it's not even b'nei bayis. If he comes home half an hour after this man, okay, so maybe it's better that he can make himself. He can always have kavana not to be yoytzai de ishtoy also. That's another thing. We'll see soon achsanoi. That's something else. Now there's another big yisoid in the Rishonim, in the Ran brings shitas bala itur, not la halacha, but the Ran says, even though the maskonas hagemara was that hidliko cheshet v'kotan liyosef aloi klum, zok the bala itur, a kotan that's a gyal chinuch is moitzi b'nei beisoi. Why? Even though other drabonons we don't find you can be moitzi. So he says over here it's different because the mitzvah is that the bayis should be doluk. And a gyal chinuch, he can shaf a din of bayis being doluk. And the Magen Avraham's kasha is really miyushev according to this, because the Magen Avraham bavarns that why is this din only brought in Hilchas Chanukah? Why is it not brought in Hilchas Purim? That a kot negil chinuch can be moitzi. The Teretz says because by Chanukah it's a din on the bias. A din stam at Rabbanon can be moitzi. A din on the bias, so a kot negil chinuch can be moitzi the bias. The halach is not like the Bala Itur, but the Maaseh, that's a sheet of the Bala Itur brought down in the Ram. Zog the Gemara, Omar Rav Sheshes, Achsenoi Chai B'nei Chanukah. What's a chiddush achsanoi chai b'nei chanukah? L'chayra, if he doesn't have a home, so maybe he's potter. You know, you're potter from mezuzah if you don't have a home. So the chiddush is no. Achsanoi is chai b'nei chanukah. There's something called birchas haroyah if you don't have a home. But achsanoi is chai b'nei chanukah. Now, how is he chai b'nei chanukah? The Gemara is going to say, Om Reb Zera, Meresh Kavina Be'rav. Originally, when I was in Be'rav, I wasn't home, I was in the yeshiva, so then what did I do? Mishtatafna be'prita, behadi yushpiza. I stayed by someone else. I was a guest. Someone hosted me. So I was mishtatev in the pruta bahadi ushpiza. I was mishtatev in pruta. So since I was mishtatev in pruta, so then that's how. So there's a really it's a question how to learn this mishtatev in pruta. Does mishtatev in pruta make you part of the b'nei bayis, or mishtat that's chiddush, or mishtatev in pruta just means that it's a part of my oil. So mele it's my chiyuv too, and you have to actually add on to the oil to be moisef on him. Moisev in the Shemen. But the point is, the chiddush would be that ishtat v'pruta, I become part of the B'nai Bayis. Or the Pasha says, no, you're mishtat v'pruta, so that's how you're chelik in the hadloka. So the Gemara, that was originally. But Boston and the Siva, it's after I got married, Amina, hashte vade leitzichina, I don't have to mishtat v'pruta. Why? The komad nekolai begav bisoi. I'm not home, but my wife is lighting on my behalf in my home. And that's good, because the Maisa, she's afenoi bayis anes, it's din of the Bayis. So she's lining for the home on his behalf. Zog di Gemara, Om Reb Shimon Levi, Kol HaShmanim, Kulon Yofen Aner, all Shmanim, all oils are good for the Ner. V'shemen Zayis Min HaMufcher, Shemen Zayis Min HaMufcher. Om Rabbaya, Mireish Avim Hadar Mar HaMashcha Deshum Shema. Originally I used to be Dafk Mahadar to use sesame oil. Sesame seed oil. Om HaHaim Moshach Nehoira Tvei. Moshe Noira Tvei, Rashi says that it lasts longer. So Rashi, Eina Memar L'chalis K'shemet Zayis. And since you want it to be lit, the whole Zman of the Chiev, so Mela, it's better to have something that not lights nicer, but lights longer. Longer is better. So you have the Zman of the Chiev, that's for sure going to be lit. Kevin the Shomel L'haid of Shuban Levi, the Mahadra Mashch L'zeisa. After I heard the Shuban Levi statement, that all Shmanim are good, but Shemet Zayis Ben Amufchor, so I was Mahadra after Shemet Zayis. Omar, Haitzol Noira Tvei. It's a better light. In addition, to be showing him, say to me, he says, the nest was done. I mean, the nest we know of near Chanukah was the Pachshal Shemen Zayis. So, Mele, the mile of Shemen Zayis. The halacha is brought down, Shemen Zayis is Mufcha Tvei. Candles today, Shaiva, like we said earlier, Shaiva is, Bizman Hazeh, also a very good light that could be used. Even though there's an Indian of Shemen Zayis, but a Mufcher, the Shaiva of today is not the Shaiva with the Mishnah, it's Mamayit, it's Psulish Manim. But that's because today's Shaiva is different. The Mishbura says that the Ner Citron, he calls it Citron, which is a type of Shaiva, he says it's even better, he thinks, than Shmanim, than Shemen Zayis, he says. And the Dibris Moshe means the Raya, that the Mishbura held that it's even better because when it comes to having a Shoima on Shabbos, he says, Citron Didon, you don't need a Shoima because it lights so well, so it's not going to flicker. It's a type of candle, I guess. You don't have to worry about being matter. By shaking by Shemen, he says you have to have a shoima.
So we see that it's even better. Come on, that we see that the wax today is not the shayiv of amul. But there's no question. Shemen zayit mitzvah na mufcher. It's mufcher. It remains mufcher like it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Zok di gemara. Vom yepshum and Levi. Kol hashmanim shmanim yofen ledioi. All oils are good for dioi to make ink. When you make ink, so then there's a process of taking oil, burning it in a glass container, and when you burn it, so then the charcoal, that black, that gets created, when you hold it on top, a glass on top of it, when you burn oil and you hold a glass container on top of it, it creates a black. And that black, if you add now oil into it a second time, and you mix it, that's how you create the process of dioi. So, Zok the Gemara, Kol Hashmanim Ayofen Ledoi. Shemen Zayis Min HaMufcher. Now the Gemara has a question on this process. Ibailu, Legabel or La'ashe. There are two processes. First you take oil, and you burn it, and you have a glass on top of it. And that glass container now turns charcoal, and you can scrape off black from that charcoal, and then you take that, that's called the mice of La'ashen, and then you megabel that, you mix that together with oil. So which part do you say that it's best for Shemen Zayis? For creating the charcoal, when you burn oil, or for mixing oil with the scraped charcoal? Ibailu legabel, is it the mixing, or la'ashen, or the etzim smoking when you created the black charcoal? So Gemara Toshtak Ma'ad, Toni Rav Shmuel Ba'azutra, Kol HaShemonim Yofen L'Dioi, V'Shemet Zayis Ben HaMufcher, Bein legabel, Bein la'ashen, for both processes. For both processes, it's the best. Zog di Gemara, Rav Shmuel Ba'azutra, Masli Hochi Kol HaShonim Yofen L'Dioi, all smokes, all things that you smoke out to create ink are good. Kol HaShonim, all types of smokes. V'shemen zayis ben hamufcher. Omer Rav Huna, kol hasrofen yofen lidyoy, v'sraf ktaf yofen mikulom. All srofen, all types of, Rashi says guma, all types of srafs are good. The type of barks, it also, well, the sap of the bark. Oh, the saps from barks. So all saps, guma, are good for dioi. It's also a process that's necessary for creating dioi, for ink. V'sraf ktaf is yofa mikulam. Sraf ktaf, Rashi says, is prunol shel yak, moishon oisim mishal sraf. That's how you create ink. And sraf ktaf is the best bark, the best sap to use when it comes to making ink. Zog di gemara, om rab chiba rashi, om rab, hamadig nesh chanukah tzoch levoich. The madig has to be mevorech. V'rav yomi om ha'roya nesh chanukah tzoch levoich. The roya is mevorech. Tyson Sukkah Daf Mevav says that we don't find Birchas HaRoi by all other mitzvahs. You don't see Birchas HaRoi when you eat someone, you see someone eating matzah. You don't see Birchas HaRoi when you see someone sitting in a sukkah. Why by Ner Chanukah do you make a Birchas HaRoi? Zok Tyson, because Chaviv Alei Mitzvah, the Chaviv is Hanes. The Chaviv is Hanes is Mechayev a Birchas HaRoi. Zok Ma Omer Rav Yudah, Yom Rishon HaRoi Mevorech Beis. The bracha of the Roi is different than the Birchas HaMadlik. The first day, the Roi is Mevorech Beis, Umal Mevorech Gimel. Meaning, the Mevarech makes two brachas. What are the two brachas? She'osin nisim la'viseinu, that's Birchas HaRoya, and Shechionu. Why does he not make the bracha of Lahadlik? Because he's not Madlik. He misses, he skips the bracha of Lahadlik. However, Mevarech is Mevarech Gimel. Meaning, the Roy is Mevarech Beis, she'osin nisim and Shechionu, and the Mevarech, Umadlik Mevarech Gimel, the one that lights, makes three brachas. Besides Shechionu and Shosin Nisim, he makes Lahadlik. Mikan ve'elich, the second day onward, Madlik Mevarech Shtayim, the one that's Madlik, only makes two brachas. He doesn't say Shechionu anymore, he just makes Shosin Nisim and Lahadlik. Lahadlik and Shosin Nisim. Masha'enkin ve'roy Mevarech Achas, he only makes the Birchas HaRoya, which is Shosin Nisim. He doesn't make the bracha of Shechionu anymore. If someone did not make bracha Shechionu the first day, he makes it the second. Up until the last day, he can make a Shechionu. Zog ma'ma ma'ayet. Which one do you leave out? I already said which one we leave out. Leave Shechionu. Zog ma'ma ma'ayet zman. You leave out Shechionu. Zog the mogah, v'nim ay nes. So maybe the madlik should be ma'ayet the bracha of the nes of Shosan Nisim. Maybe should make Shechionu and lahadlik. Zog ma'ma nes kol yoy me'isa. Every day there was a nest. The nest was, like we answered the Beis Yosef Kasha, every day there was a nest. It was 1/8 split into 8 days. So every day was a nest. Now what's the bracha? How can you say it's Tzivanu on the Rabbonon?
There's no tzivanu in the rabbanon. There's no Torah. How can it be tzivanu? There's a pasuk in the Torah that says loy sasu yaminu smile. So it says loy sasur. So that gufa is v'tzivanu. It's a famous machlekes Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam holds in Sefer Mitzvahs that whenever a person is not mekayim a mitzvah d'rabbanon, he's over on loy sasur. The rice of the kedin of loy sasur. The Ramban argues, and Meir Simcha, Meshe Chochma, he comes to answer the famous kasha that they ask. Oy bazoi, every suffix d'rabbanon is a suffix d'raisa. Every suffix d'rabbanon, according to the Rambam, is a suffix d'raisa of loy sasur. It's a pasuk in the Torah. If every d'rabbanon you over on a loy sasur. So he answers the following lomdus. He said, mitzad the mitzvah, it's not a suffix d'raisa, it's a mitzvah d'rabbanon. Nervos, mitzad loy sosur, which is a zaitik azach, it's a dovet study, doesn't go into the gufa mitzvah. True, your Rambam says, yo'ivan loy sosur, but it doesn't go into the gufa mitzvah. So mitzad the mitzvah, it's a suffix. It's not a suffix d'raisa. Mitzad the mitzvah, it's not a suffix d'raisa. It's a zaitik azach that doesn't enter into the gufa mitzvah. Zog die Gemara, say, yo'ivan loy sosur. And Nechem yo'omar, a different posik. Shalavich v'yagetcho, skenecho v'yoyim guloch. The pasuk that also connotes that you have to follow the chachamim. Skenecha v'yom gulach. Mosiv Rav Amram. Rav Amram has the following question. Hadmai. Dmai is a suffix. If it was taken off Meiser or not. Amor it's choshen hadmai. Hadmai ma'arvin boy. You can utilize it for an erev. It has to be edible to make an erev. Erev chatzeres. Erev tchumin. Erev mevois. U'mishtatzvin boy. You'll make a shittim mevois with it. Umevorchen olav, you can make hamoitzi lechem and oritz on it.
Umezamnim olav, you make a birch zazimun, umafrishen oise orum, and you make hafroshest maises on the dmai ben hashmoshes.
You can be mafrish even orum, even naked. Uben hashmoshes, and it can be done ben hashmoshes, because it's not really a tikkun mana, it's a suffix tikkun mana. After all, because we know that it's only a suffix, so it can be done ben hashmoshes. Now, if you tell me be'etzim yidir bracha v'tzivonu by yid rabbonon, how could you be mafrish orum? L'chor, you have to make a bracha, you can't make a bracha orum. Zog mara, so how could, if called rabbonon by bracha, hocha ki koi orum echem avarech, v'abinu v'ayim ha'chalecha kodosh v'leika. Orum, we assume, means orum. And if you have to make a bracha v'tzivonu and rabbonon, then make a medium chai v'bracha. How can you make a bracha orum? Om rabbaya, the following teretz. Vada di divreyem by bracha. When you have a vadai, the rabbonon, then you need a bracha. Sofik the divreyem, the ma is a sofik divreyem, loy boy bracha. Because that's the side of sofik brachas lahakol. Sofik divreyem, loy boy bracha. Frek the gemara by yotav sheni, every second day Pesach, second day Sukkos, is a sofik divreyem. Voboy bracha, and you make a bracha, you make a achilas matzah, you make a regular brachas, you make the second day. Zok the gemara hosom, ki heched loy lezilzulebe. It's in order not to be mezazel in the yontif. In order that people shouldn't look down at the yontif. The Biskrov says that the second day yontif you make al achilas matzah because mitzad the mice you're doing the same mice achila. So that's why you make the same bracha like you do the first day. But the Gemara says the vart is lezilzule be. It's a zilz on the yontif if you treat it less choshev like the first day. Rava Omar, the reason why by demai you don't have to make a bracha, not because of sofik divreim, no. You can rely on the roiv, and the roiv was ready ma'usr. So mele, you would not need a bracha, and there's no problem on mafrisha orum. Right, so mevorchen over there meant hamoitzi lechem menorot. That's not orum. Mevorchen all of you dressed, but mafrishin is orum, and mafrishin needs a bracha because of sofik divreim. You're right. The etzem mevorchem is hamoitzi lechem menorot dressed, but mafrishin orum, and if hafrosha, if the rabbanon needs a bracha, the hafrosha is the rabbanon, so you're orum. But that the Gemara says. Either so you don't need to make a bracha because the whole afrosh is only a chumra because roiv ma'asin. And the other teretz of the Gemara is sofik divreim lo baye bruche. You don't need to make a bracha. And yontav sheni is different. Kech lo zilzulei.
Zog demar om ravuna chotzit yesh beis psachim. If you have two openings in a doorway, tzricha shtei neiras. You have to have two neiras. Why? Because of a chshad. Because people will think that you didn't light. If you have two doorways, people won't know that you didn't lit. They think you didn't light. Zog du morgen, Omar Rove, Leia morgen, Ella Mishte Ruches, two different directions. Aber mit Ruhe, Chachas, if you have one direction, two doorways, Leut Zorich, my timer, what's the reason? Ile Mishum Chashad, if the reason originally was only because of Chashad, Chashad the man, who are you worried about that he's going to be Chashad, you didn't light? Ile Mishad the Alma, if you're talking about Stam, someone that doesn't live in the city, Safil Bruhe, Chachas, Namili Boy, a guy that doesn't know that that's a one-family home, he'll think it's a two-family home, even on one ruach. So you should light both doorways on one side also. Ich shor the bnei mosa. Elam, I talk about achshara people that live in the city. So people in the city know that the back of the home, there's a front too. So I feel the mishteh ruchos nami loyli boya. You should not need another nair, even when it's mishteh ruchos. So I'm talking about the people in the city. V'zimnin, the michlef e'bahai v'lechov e'bahai. He doesn't walk on the other side. He only goes on one side. And if he only goes on one side, he'll look at this guy. He doesn't have nair chanukah. But Amri, and he'll say to himself, just like he didn't light on this side, I know it's one family lives on both sides, but just like he didn't light on this side, so b'hai pischa nami loy adlik, and that's the reason why there's a chshad of bnei mosa b'shtei ruches. The Achronim say that according to this, even if the halach is kofse in zokaglo, but b'tzad din chshoda, so then it should be kofse zokaglo. You'd have to light it again. Even though kofse ain't zakaglo, but mitzat chshoda, there will be a din to light it again. Mitzat chshoda, people think you didn't light. Kofse, you're yoytzer the mitzah ain't zakaglo, but mitzat chshad, people think you didn't light ner chanukah. You have to light again. Now, could be this is only when you don't see the chanukah itself. You only see the ner, so it's kofse. You don't see a ner, so maybe zakaglo because of chshoda. But if maybe it's nikkud that there wasn't ner here and it was kofse, so then there's no chshoda even by kofse. The din of kofsa in a zokaglo maybe is only chshad when it's not nikkud that there was once upon a time a light over here. Now the gabish teiruches when the Gemara says that even bnei mosa they choshet kehechad loy the loy adlik b'hai pischa be'idich pischa nami loy adlik. So today when you have a front and a back, so that's not shver because someone that walks in the back knows that there's a front, and the front is different. He's not going to say, kechet the b'hai loyadlik, b'hai loyadlik. The back is loyadlik because that's the back. That's not the main place of where people walk. It's not the main thoroughfare of the Ushas Rabim. He's not going to say, just like in the back loyadlik, the front loyadlik. So today when you have a front and a back entrance, so people know that the front is the main, and they light over there. So that's why the svara of to light in the front and the back would not be applicable, because you don't have the svara of kechet the b'hai loyadlik, b'hai nami loyadlik. Before we stop, I just see Tois over here says earlier that Mireshav Mahadah Hamishcha de Shumshcha. Originally, I was Mahadah to use sesame seed because it lasts longer. And then the Gemara says Shemen Zayis is better because it lights better, not because it lasts longer. Zok Tois is this only going on Ner Chanukah because the Svara of lasting longer is relevant to Ner Chanukah. Mashenka by Ner Shabbos is Pshita that Shemen Zayis is Mitzvah Namufcher because that obviously gets absorbed better by the wick. The whole having of shumshima of sesame seed oil was only in Ner Chanukah because it lasts longer. But that's not relevant to Shabbos. Shabbos Avadah was only a tzad of Shemen Zayis. We'll stop over here. Four lines from the bottom where the Gemara says, "Umanot temre de chashin on lechshad." Where do we know that is a sugya that you choshed lechshad?